Moses said, okay, I'm past the problems, but just tell me one thing. What am I going to say to 3,500,000 Israelites when I go down there? Gather up your stuff, kids, we're leaving out. He said, they'll laugh at me. He said, I can't even get it out of my mouth in the first place. He said, what am I going to tell them? And God spoke something to Moses out of that burning bush that God had never said before. God said, tell them that the I am that I am has sent you. In the Hebrew, he says, tell them Yahweh has sent you. Moses said, break that down for me. What does that mean? And God said, YA means the third person singular. H-A-Y-A-H in the Hebrew means to cause to happen. God said, I am the God that makes things happen. He said, just tell them the God that makes things happen sent you. Well, I want you to know, folks, when Moses went down there and gathered that bunch up, God began to make things happen. They got to the Red Sea and there was no way across it. And old Moses said, Aaron, let me borrow your rod for a minute. He took that rod and, brother, he put it over that water and God made the water part. He made it part from the north to the south. And, brother, they marched across. 3,500,000 of them marched across on dry land. And when they got across and the horses and the chariots of Pharaoh's army got in the bottom of it, Moses turned back around, put that rod back out there again, and Yahweh closed the water up. Brother, when he got that bunch's attention and when they began to listen to him, he began to prove what his name was. He was the Yahweh of Israel. He was the God that makes things happen. And brother, when they got hungry, he made food happen. He made angels' food, and it poured out of heaven and it fell on the ground, and they picked it up for 40 solid years and ate it, and not a one of them ever went hungry, and not a one of them ever wore their clothes out, not a one of them ever wore their shoes out, because God renewed them every day that they lived. God renewed them. Not a one of them was ever sick, because he brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble one among their tribes. The only time they got sick is when they got in rebellion, and God was still Jehovah Rapha then. He raised up the serpent in the wilderness, and when they looked upon the serpent, God healed their bodies, because God is a God that makes things happen. Hallelujah. He don't have to wait on us. He don't have to wait on time. He makes things happen. Raise your hands and say amen. God said, I'll tell you something else too. He said, I didn't bring you out here in this wilderness to be uncomfortable. I don't want you to freeze to death at night, and I don't want you to be hot in the daytime. So I'm going to put a cloud over the sun in the daytime, and I'm going to give you a pillar of fire at night. And if you'll stay up close to me, it'll be 72 degrees everywhere you go. Now, brother, they didn't have to stay up close to him. They could linger back, and they got cold and they got hot. But I want to tell you something. When they stayed up close to the glory of God, brother, it was 72 degrees, because God is a God that makes things happen. Hallelujah. And he's not controlled by the elements. He's not controlled by the economy, but brother, he controls it for those that have their trust and their faith in him. He's the God that makes things happen. No wonder he said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Because brother, if he don't have it, he can make it. Hallelujah. And if he who don't have it, he can make it for you. He's the God that makes things happen. Well, folks, I got some good news for you tonight. God revealed himself to Moses as Jehovah Yahweh, the God that makes things happen. And in Malachi 3:6, he told us, I am, which is the word Yahweh, I am the Lord, I change not. 4,000 years ago, he was the God that made things happen. And 4,000 years later, in 1983, he's the Lord. He has not changed. He is still the God that makes things happen for his children. Can you say amen? Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said in John 8:58, behold, before Abraham was, I am Yahweh. Jesus said, I'm the Yahweh of the New Testament, and I'll make things happen for you. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And brother, when Jesus said this in John 8:58, he went right straight out and proved that he was just exactly who he said he was. He raised the dead. He fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 little fishes. He raised Lazarus from the dead. He supplied needs. He put fish in money in a fish's mouth. And brother, he performed miracle after miracle. He cast out demons. He would come against sickness and disease, and he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. How many of you believe that Jesus fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes? Raise your hand. How many of you believe that Jesus Christ raised Lazarus from the dead? Raise your hand. How many of you believe that Jesus cast out
wasn't here.
He raised Lazarus from the dead. He supplied needs. He put fish in a money in a fish's mouth. And brother, he performed miracle after miracle. He cast out demons. He would come against sickness and disease. And he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. How many of you believe that Jesus fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes? Raise your hand. How many of you believe that Jesus Christ raised Lazarus from the dead? Raise your hand. How many of you believe that Jesus cast out?
That is normal.
Healed all that he come in contact with, just like the Bible says. Would you raise your hand? How many of you believe that Jesus healed the man by the pool of Bethesda that had been impotent for 37 years? Raise your hand. How many of you believe that Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? He's still the God that makes things happen. Hallelujah. And if you need a miracle tonight, if you need a healing tonight, if you need finances tonight, he's here. And he'll make it happen for you. Would you stand to your feet and raise your hands and praise him? Woo! Somebody shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. While every head is bowed, no one looking around. How many we have here tonight say, Brother Sexton, I know what you're talking about. The same Jesus that you're talking about tonight is my Lord. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. There's nothing between my soul and my Savior. If Jesus came tonight, I'd go to heaven. I've got that old account that's settled. I want you to raise your hand if you know you're saved tonight. If you know that Jesus is your Lord, raise your hand. Thank you. You can put your hand down. I'm going to offer somebody tonight the best deal you've ever had. I'm going to offer you a mansion in glory that you can live in through the eons of ages without end. I'm going to offer you a God that will make things happen for you. A God that will give you the peace that passeth all understanding. A God that will give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. A God that will take your shame and your guilt away and give you a sense of being right in the presence of God. I want to offer you Jesus tonight. He's the best thing that will ever happen to you. Where is the one tonight that raised your hand? Say, Brother Sexton, I'm not right with God. I'm not where I should be with the Lord tonight. But I want to correct that before I leave this place. Here's my hand. Would you in this church please pray for me? I want to give my life over to the God that makes things happen. I want Him to make things happen for me. Here's my hand. Pray for me. Would you raise your hand tonight? You're just not where you should be with the Lord tonight. You want to dedicate your life to Jesus. Would you just slip your hand up? Most important decision you'll ever make. You'll either go out of here living for the devil or you'll go out of here living for Jesus. Would you slip your hand up tonight? Brother Sexton, I want to make the Lord that makes things happen my Lord. Here's my hand. Would you pray for me? Would you slip it up and right back down? I want to pray for you. I realize that most of us are Christians tonight. I see this hand that's been raised. How many of you would truthfully say tonight, Brother Sexton, I need a miracle from God, and I believe what you've been preaching tonight. And this very night, I want to step out, and I want to hear the bush talking to me. I need God to supply a need in my life. I need a miracle. Would you slip your hand up? I want to pray for you tonight. I want all of you that's raising your hand to step out in the aisle and come meet me at this altar. I'd like for the piano player to come if you would.